It is a warm and muggy Monday across New York and western New England. Our dew point temperatures have moved well up into the 60s today, which does make it feel quite humid. We've also been dodging a few showers and storms. Shower and thunderstorm activity flared up over the higher terrain during the morning hours, and we will continue to have the chance for a passing shower or storm through early this evening. The best chance will be over the higher elevations, and any of these showers and storms will have the potential to produce some heavy downpours. So we'll be on the lookout for a few storms, though most of us will miss out on the storm activity this afternoon. There's a better chance of showers and storms as we work through the next couple of days. So in the short term, through the night, it will be on the muggy side. We'll see some areas of fog form as well. Overnight low temperatures will range from about the upper 50s to the lower and mid-60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, it's going to be muggy again, with dew point temperatures running up into the 60s. Under partly sunny skies, temperatures will rise into the upper 70s and lower to perhaps mid-80s. Exactly how warm it gets tomorrow will depend upon exactly how much sun we see. And during the day tomorrow, we'll have a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And just like the storms we're seeing in spots today, any storms will have the potential to produce some heavy downpours. The storm threat continues into Wednesday. That's the day a cold front will cross the region. And just like today and tomorrow, some of these storms on Wednesday will have the potential to produce some heavy downpours. But once that front pushes to our south, late Wednesday and Wednesday night, the storm threat will exit, and we will actually see some pleasant weather return for the remainder of the week, so the humidity levels will drop off for Thursday, and we're expecting a good amount of sunshine across the region, and no big heat. So far this summer, it's been a struggle to even reach 90, so we definitely have had no heat waves, and I do not see any heat waves ahead, at least for this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, muggy with patchy fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, high 78 to 86. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, small chance of a passing shower or storm, muggy with patchy fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, high 78 to 84. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, small chance of a passing shower or storm this evening, muggy with patchy fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, high 78 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, small chance of a passing shower or storm, muggy with patchy fog, low 60 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, muggy, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, high 76 to 84, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and less humid, high 76 to 82. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.